Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 103, Patrick here of CJ Evolution. Thank you for tuning in. Maybe you're on a bike ride, maybe you're driving to or from work, maybe you're throwing up some weights at the gym, whatever you are doing. Thank you for tuning in and letting me spend a few moments with you. I sure do appreciate it. And you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about police oral boards today. One of my responsibilities in my agency is running the police oral boards for applicants and new officers. And for those of you who have been through oral boards, you know how nervous you were and how tedious they can become. And you know, those are, it's just one of those steps that you have to go through to make it past that and to advance in a police process in an agency. But it always amazes me when I sit on these oral boards how many people come through the door that are unprepared, you know, that don't, you know, didn't dress appropriately, they didn't study up for the oral board. So what I'm going to do, I read this article recently on PoliceLink, and I'll link it up to the show notes after we're done. But these are 10 tips for mastering the police oral board. And you really can apply this to any agency. And they're not, it's not rocket science, folks, but they're very, very important. It's a necessary step. If you don't pass the oral board, you're not going to go forward in an organization. Oral boards are the key to getting hired. They're the key. I have seen countless applicants bomb their oral board when they were otherwise good candidates. Like many other things in life, proper preparation can make all the difference in the world. So number one is do your research. It amazes me when somebody comes through the door and one of us on the oral board asks, you know, what do you know about the agency? What do you know about the department? What do you know about, you know, the municipality? And it amazes me how many people don't. And to me, that's no excuse. You should be researching who the department head is, i.e. who the chief or the sheriff is, you know, what size the department is, what the demographic of the agency, what the demographic of the municipality consists of, you know, the policing philosophy, the mission statement, you know, how many square miles, you know, what's the department's strength. Do your research, folks. There really, really is no excuse not to do your research. Two, be early. Nothing irks me more when we have an applicant that comes through the door late. As the old saying goes, early is on time and on time is being late. You know, I mean, it cracks me up. Along with many other chiefs, if the person can't make it on time, better yet early for their interview when they should be on their best behavior, they certainly won't have good time management skills down the road when they are hired and off of their probationary status. So number two, be early. Check your appearance. Nothing irks me more, again, to have somebody come through with a wrinkled shirt, wrinkled suit, whatever they're wearing. Be sure that you are perceived as professional. It should go without saying that all nose rings, tongue piercings, and earrings should be removed prior to coming into the area of interview building. You know, maybe a dark shirt with conservative tie and shirt is appropriate with men, with similarly suitable business attire for women. Clothing should be cleaned and pressed. Oral board attendees should have their hygiene handled correctly. We had a guy that was on an oral board several months ago that, I mean, it's crazy. It's obvious he didn't shower or use any deodorant before coming to the oral board. And I know that might sound funny, but it's very, very offensive when you're in a small room and you have to deal with somebody's body odor. So check your appearance, check your hygiene. Number four, use proper titles. Make sure that you use the right titles when speaking at the oral board. Don't call a law enforcer an officer in a sheriff's office and vice versa. Know the rank insignia for your target agency and the corresponding titles that go with them. This goes into research. So that was number four. Number five, know your elements. Some oral panels, particularly those that interview people who have already graduated from a basic law enforcement academy, quiz the applicant on elements of common crimes. Know your state's criminal statutes and how they apply to situations. You can find all this, most of it, online, folks. For example, you might be asked to define burglary or be presented with a situation which compromise the legal components of burglary. So again, know your elements. Number six, make eye contact. I recently had a guy on an oral board that looked down the whole time. You know, whether each member of the panel asks questions or only a facilitator speaks to the group, be sure to make eye contact with each person in the room. In the law enforcement world, the eye contact conveys confidence and respect. Number seven, sound confident. You want to minimize the appearance of nervousness or lack of confidence by practicing to avoid stuttering. Watch yourself in a mirror. Better yet, hold your own mock oral panel and videotape yourself. Get family, friends to ask you questions. I mean, this will help you on the actual oral board. When you watch the tape later, you can catch both good and bad things that you didn't realize you were doing. Remember, we are our own harsh critics. Number eight, avoid creating distractions. Distractions can come up in the form of verbal cues, such as, okay, see what I mean? Or they can be physical, such as tapping a ring on the metal part of the chair. When distractions crop up, and they will, make sure you appear nervous and detract from the message that you are trying to impart. If you do that, they make you appear nervous. You don't want that. Number nine, plant your feet. Interview panel organizers frequently place the applicant in a swivel chair that also has the ability to recline. When you sit down, be sure to plant your feet and resist the inclination to swivel or rock in the chair. Most panel members perceive movement in the chair as indicators as nervousness. Folks, we know you're nervous. It's obvious. We know you're nervous, but you don't want to appear that nervous. Shake hands. It's amazing to me how many people, especially men, don't do this. Women too, sometimes. When an appropriate moment comes up, usually before exiting the room, stand up and walk over to each member of the panel. We had one person last year who, there was four of us on a panel, he came up, shook one hand, and then left. Apparently he didn't know how to count. He wasn't hired. Not just for that, but for other things. Address each by their rank and title. Thank them individually for their time while shaking their hand. These 10 tips address some of the more blatant ones that not only the author of this this great article cited, but or observed in his time. But I've also observed many of these in my years running oral boards. So hopefully this was good information, good tips, mainly for the people out there that want to get in law enforcement and know, or maybe they don't know, but an oral board is the first step in most agencies to get past before you advance in the other processes, and there are many of them, folks, in the police process. So remember, first impressions are going to be the ones that last. You can't undo a first impression, so make it your best, everybody. That is it. I hope this was great information, especially for those out there looking to get into law enforcement. Folks, if you love this episode, you can check out other episodes over at cjevolution.net. That is my website associated with this podcast. If you head over there, you're going to see all the episodes right there. You can subscribe to them. If you also get onto iTunes, rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it, folks. So with that, again, thank you for all the brave men and women protecting us day in and day out. It is law enforcement week, folks. If you see a law enforcement officer, go shake his or her hands and thank them for what they do. With that, folks, take care, be safe, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.